Hello, I'm Lisa Steinberg, and I'm the editor-in-chief for Starry Constellation Magazine. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. Starry Constellation Magazine started back in 2003 as a small e-zine, and now it has blossomed into the amazing website that you see before you. Thank you so much for your support, and thanks for playing among the stars.
Has there been any other recent projects that you've been working on?
There are two other film projects, one called Your Name Here, and one called The Gardens of the Night. There is an animated feature for Garfield. I played a small role in. And then there's a pilot on CBS called Demons that I participate in. So, yeah, a lot of different things.
Well, tell me a little bit about the premise for 28 Weeks Later and, of course, about your character as well.
So 28 Weeks Later is a sequel to a movie called 28 Days Later, which is about a virus, a rage virus, which winds up ravaging the city of London. 28 Weeks Later picks up with the American armed forces showing up and cordoning off a section of London to help repopulate it while the rest of London, they're trying to eradicate the disease. I play a helicopter pilot who's part of a team to help keep that area, that cordoned off area, safe, and the infected out. And of course, you know, because it's horror, we don't do a good job of it.
Well, didn't you play a pilot? Did you have to go through any kind of training for the role?
I did. I did for about 3 or 4 days take helicopter flying lessons. Which were, you know, quite a bit of fun. It was sort of an accelerated flying school. I think normally there are like 50 hours of classroom work or something like that. And I did like an hour, and then we jumped in the plane, you know, jumped in a helicopter, started going. So it was really accelerated. And, you know, got to work with all the different sort of mechanisms in the helicopter. Because the idea is we wanted to, Juan Carlos Fresnadillo, who's our director, instead of using like gadgets or blue screen or anything like that, he really wanted me up in the air flying, and they would film all that stuff, you know, as real, you know, as in real time as possible. So the idea was to really make it look like I knew what I was doing there, and I had a real pilot next to me who really helmed the cockpit.
Thank goodness, because I don't think 1 hour would do the trick.
Yeah. No, that's just an hour of classroom stuff. We spent many, many hours in the air. But
okay. Good.
But you're probably right. That 1 hour in the classroom probably wasn't enough.
Was that the most challenging aspect of the film for you?
Learning to fly?
Yeah, learning to fly.
That was a lot of fun. It was challenging, but it was a lot of fun. And, you know, all the while I was always going to have a pilot there. Mark Wolf, who's a stunt pilot, who's an amazing pilot, was always going to be there. So there's a part of it I could not think about. The most difficult thing was there was trying to, you know, figure out how to create, like, a relationship with somebody who you're not really talking to, you know, in a circumstance that you're not really connected to. Do you know what I mean? Like sort of keeping the energy of you know, the virus breaking out and the people, you know, going crazy and, you know, the army calling a code red, which means you eradicate the entire, you know, population. Sort of keeping the energy of that, you know, in a consistent way that would match some things that I'd never seen. That was sort of the trickiest part of it.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, since the film is such a, you know, a thriller, and I was going to say, was it hard to keep the energy up and keep that vibe going, especially since it was such a thriller?
Yeah, I mean, indeed it was. It was just, you know, because it's all completely new, and it wasn't like the first film, you know, really had to trust the director, you know, when he said, like, yeah, I need more, or no, a little less, or, you know, just kind of had to trust his instincts about that and my own instincts about, you know, how much to give or how frightened I might be or not frightened, or, you know, how focused I would be at this particular moment in my job. Yeah, it was really tricky. I just didn't have a, once I've seen the movie, I realized I didn't, not that the performance is bad, but, you know, it's so much bigger than even I had imagined, much more spectacular, so, and scarier than I really thought it was going to be. it just all worked together well, and Juan Carlos did a really great job.
Hope there were no plane flash, you know, helicopter flashbacks for you that made it traumatic to watch.
No, we had a few close calls, but like I said, Mark Wolf was really fantastic. In any type of like stunts that you do in helicopters, you know, sometimes a thing will go wrong here or there, and but we had some close calls, but nothing that was too traumatic. And there was one time we were flying over London, and we had to go up and come back down and go up and come back down, like to readjust this or do that. And one time we were up there, and you know, he banks to the left, and you know, the helicopter goes to the side. And as I'm looking down at the ground, I realize I haven't put my seatbelt on. Like, I'm not strapped into this thing. Like, hey, Mark, can we straighten this back up? You're right? Yeah. Can we straighten it up? So we straightened it up, and I put it on. I'm like, I'm really sorry. I completely forgot. We've been going up and down so much, I forgot. So.
It should be like when you ride in a car, that's the first thing that you do is you buckle yourself in.
It is. It's the thing you kept doing, but because we kept going up and readjusting and something new, you know, one time I was like, okay, we only have a few seconds, and then like you jumped right back in and went up and just forgot.
What really drew you to wanting to be a part of the film?
I saw the first film, and I really, really loved the first film, and, you know, I'm a big fan of Danny Boyle and Andrew McDonald and all those films that they've, you know, done, Shallow Grave, Trainspotting, and all those. When the possibility of being part of this film came up, I was really, really excited about it, and I went in, and I was like, yeah, man, whatever you got going, I would love to be. Of being part of this, you know, after working a couple of different things, you know, I got to be part of it. But I really liked the team, and even though Danny Boyle didn't direct this one, I got to meet Juan Carlos really early on, and I saw a film that he did called Intacto that he did in Spain that is just great, and so I was really excited about working with him too. So those are the things.
I was going to ask you, how was it working with director Juan Fresnesio?
Yeah, he's fantastic. You know his passion for filmmaking and. You know, and his specificity was really helpful, and so the language barriers that were there, we could kind of get through them because he had a real, really strong ideas about what he wanted. It was really, really good, and I felt like because he had such strong ideas, I could trust him. You know, because he was really looking for something. He wasn't just like sort of winging it, letting the actor do whatever. He really had great ideas about it, and you can see it when you see the film that he really had a passion for it.
You recently got to appear on the show Punked. Did you get a chance to view your own episode?
I did get to see the episode, and it was pretty funny. Evangeline was pretty funny, and I'm surprised that I forgot that so many people watch that show. So like I did it, and then completely forgot about it, and so lately people go like, dude, I saw you on Punk'd, and so I thought it was the stunt was pretty funny, and Evangeline was a good sport about it.
How can you forget being on getting Punk'd?
Well, I didn't get Punk'd. We Punk'd her. Yeah.
It's so, you know, it's so out of it, though. You know, it's so unconventional, so I didn't know if, you could forget such a moment.
it's been a busy year. So.
I guess so, yeah, I see that.
It's been a pretty active year.
That's true.
Yeah.
We heard rumors that you would get to return to Lost for the season finale. Is that true?
Not true so far. I had heard those same rumors myself. But not true so far, but I imagine in the next few weeks as the studios start laying out their season for next year, I'll find out really soon whether I'm going to be there next season or not.
That's right. It's not fair that we get to see where Vincent is these days and not you and, you know,
and
Walt.
Vincent's all running around, and yeah, I know, kind of crazy, but hopefully you'll see us again.
My last question for you is, what would you like to say to everyone who's a big fan and supporter of you?
You know, I just would like to say thanks. I've had people who have been really, really supportive of me and my career, and I've made some, you know, not so conventional choices in my career, and it seems like people who really like my work have really, you know, followed and hung out, you know, with Woman on Top and, you know, like in The Best Man, and they're sort of not the, you know, conventional choices to make. But I just wanted to say thanks. People have been really, really supportive of me over the years, and it's been, you know, a long haul, and so hopefully we keep going and making really interesting things and putting really interesting people on film.
Yeah, I think you were in The Matrix, weren't you?
I was in the second two Matrixes, yeah.
There,
Matrix Reloaded.
See, that's not conventional at all. That blows me away.
Yeah, I was really excited to be part of that. I mean, because I was a big fan. I am a big fan of the first one. So, you know, when I got there, I was like a kid candy store. I'm like, I'm on the Nebuchadnezzar. Good Lord!
And Keanu has to be, like, insane to work with, too, because it's such a high level of acting. And
well, there's a lot of action and stuff like that going on, but I was really excited to get to work with Fishburne again. And we had done something many, many years ago where I had a tiny little role in this movie called King of New York. And so, you know, to come back and work with him again, and Matrix was really, really nice. And Carrie Ann Moss, they were all great. And even though I didn't get to do any of the stunts, I would sit and watch the whole martial arts team. I'd watch Wu Ping and all those guys do their stuff, and it was really fantastic to check.
I know, I totally would have stayed there, and I've been like, I don't care if I'm not getting paid, I'm watching.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I'd day in and day out, I'd go and I'd watch the choreography and watch how, you know, when I wasn't working. So.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.